Hey, this is the Big Shamrock, a.k.a. Manny Shacquiao, the master of Shaq Fu, and you are tuned in to the OnlyFans podcast. Now hit that like and subscribe button and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the OnlyFans podcast.
OnlyFans.
What's up?
Where we talk as much shit as we do basketball.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Exceedingly well.
Fucking test.
Hello, welcome to the
OnlyFans podcast. No nudes, just two dudes talking NBA news. And today, we got Summer League. Yeah, we got schedule releases. Yeah, I mean, we got plenty of news around the league.
But what are people worrying about, Adam?
Today, people are most interested in the NBA 2K 2021 stack rankings.
See, I thought it was the NBA 2K22 rankings that just came out that everybody was...
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, okay.
What I said word for word verbatim.
Yes. And so, enlighten me on some of those ratings. What do you think?
Well, who do you think is the top rating?
Well, it's got to be the reigning MVP, obviously, of the league. Jokic's got to be up there at the very top, right?
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be. It would just make sense. He's the MVP.
Yeah. No, and I fully agree with you.
And is he?
Well, all right. I want you to take 3 deep breaths, count to 10, and just prepare yourself for whatever is about to come out of my mouth.
Okay, yeah.
Unfortunately,
yes.
Somehow,
yes.
Somewhere, the MVP, and I don't know if this is because we had the Olympics this year. I don't know if this is because... there might be a little biased. I'm not saying
so. Is
there
he not? Is.
Is
he atop the leaderboard?
He's not atop the leaderboard.
What?
He's not even in the top 4.
But he definitely. Well, he's definitely in the top 4 if we're going like percentage wise. But
four players ranked higher than he is. Yes.
Yeah, that is true. But he definitely gained ground since last year, right? He definitely improved. I mean, he wasn't the MVP the year before, and he was ranked 96th. So it's like,
2021.
Yeah, in 2020, he's ranked 96th in 2021. Like, what was he ranked this year then? Like, he's got to be ranked 97 then?
I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to answer it, though, with a caveat that I'll put as a prerequisite to my answer. Every, like, 5 or 6 or 7 years, they will rebuild the 2K engine. Okay.
Okay.
Last year, I think the last time they changed it was like 2016.
Sounds like you're making excuses
2016
already.
Or 2017, they changed the engine because Curry was playing too well.
Okay.
So to give him a ranking that accurately depicted how much better he was than the next guy down,
okay,
they had to give him like a 99. His shooting had to be ridiculous. Because it was.
Yeah, so exactly.
Then the following year, what they had to do was they had to decrease everyone's rating a little bit.
Okay, okay.
So, no. Joker does not have an equal or greater rating to his last year's performance.
But he was the MVP this
year.
How was that?
Non-99 performance. I agree with you. I think you're right. He had a 95.
How is he not one of the top rated players?
He has, even though
he not earn that with his MVP rating?
Even though he was MVP, he still has an equal rating with Joel Embiid. Which pissed me off. Kawhi Leonard, which, who the fuck is that this year, you know?
Yeah.
Luka Doncic has a lower rating than Joker. Fair. And Kawhi and Joel. Think about that.
I actually agree with that. I actually don't hate everything that you've said besides the Joel Embiid.
Agreed. I want Joel, I don't hate... to be under Luka and Harden.
Yes.
Anyway, I agree. So, yeah, Joker surpassed... overall, total rating-wise, by Curry,
yes,
Giannis, Durant, and LeBron James by 1 point. The highest rating this year is 96. And that's a starting rating. It's going to fluctuate throughout the year.
I guess I don't hate it, but I wish he would have been a 96 with him. I think it would have been appropriate.
He's the fucking MVP.
He's the fucking MVP.
And he did it without Jamal Murray.
Exactly.
Without all of the pieces of our offense that create our starting offense.
Nikola Jokic just put the team on his back. So he should put this rating on his back.
Yeah,
should be at least
last year's team.
Yes.
The entire time. And then half of the remaining squad got injured.
I do respect that he was he rated a little higher than Damian Lillard and stuff. But I mean, it was still disrespect not to have him on that top tier.
I agree.
And that's not where the disrespect stopped. Schedule releases came out. Oh, no, wait. Do we have a little bit more with NBA 2K ratings? What did Kevin Durant have to say?
KD thinks that he should be a 99. It's really just a flex.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that has to just be like a social media move.
I really have nothing to say about that. Trae Young's pissed off that he's an 89. He thinks he should be higher than that.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't hate Trae Young as a 91.
92, something around that range. Like, I feel like that's fair. You've got Zion and Jason Tatum ahead of him before Dame Lillard.
Before Trae Young, yes.
No, it's like Dame at 94,
yes.
Tatum at 90,
okay.
Zion at 90, and then Trae Young at 89.
Yeah, I have no problem. Okay, yeah. Trae Young should be rated higher than the other two, but like he shouldn't be rated higher than Dame.
Not at all. No. He's like a young Dame.
Exactly. I mean,
it's
exactly.
Gonna take some time.
That's why he should be. He should be like a 90, 91, 92. He should be in the 90, 92 range. Yeah.
Zach LaVine, he's kind of the next one down. I mean, ooh. Rudy Gobert is an 88, but we're not going to talk about that. We don't want him to cry.
He should be.
Zach LaVine, 87. I think that is another underrating. Mm-hmm. Like, he balled out in the Olympics, and you got to account for that a little bit. Sabonis, Drew Holiday, which I think also breakout performance in the playoffs leads him to a slightly higher rating. His regular season action was not it wasn't indicative of that. And then Ben Simmons and LaMelo Ball. Those are kind of the top group. Deposit checks and transfer
anywhere. Top tier, like...
Is that our sponsor?
That was an unsolicited sponsorship. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, I mean, that's definitely... What did you say Lonzo Ball was?
88. Or 84.
Ugh.
So was Ben Simmons.
Yeah. LaVine should be higher than 87 then. He should be like 5 points higher than that. He should be like 90. Yeah.
Totally.
Especially if like Durant's bragging because of like what he did in the Olympics. Like LaVine was instrumental. Like,
yep. Highest 3-point rating across the entire team.
Yeah.
He willed them to their early victories. Like in their qualifying after they lost the first game to get back into that top tier, to get to compete for the silver. Like that was the only team that did it. I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say.
I think we need to talk about the continued disrespect of Jokic from NBA 2K to the schedule.
Yeah, Christmas game this year, painfully absent to the the Nuggets and the MVP of the league.
First time since 2008, folks. The first time since 2008 that the NBA MVP hasn't played in the Christmas Day game.
Hard to say, isn't it?
I mean, it's just direct disrespect at Jokic.
Yeah.
At the Joker.
We had a Christmas game last year, didn't we?
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure we did. We had the early Christmas game.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember, dude. It's all a blur last year. I mean, either
way.
That
was early season, too. That was like right at the start of the season.
Either way.
The delay.
NBA is going to have like a tough year this year on Christmas. Normally, they're used to like hogging the whole holiday to themselves. But I believe Christmas is on a Saturday. What I do know is that there are two NBA games that day. So it's...
Two NBA games or two NFL games?
Two NFL games.
But you said NBA.
You did before. And the kind of the point you were getting across, it was counterintuitive.
Yeah, no,
say
yeah.
NBA there.
They're, on Christmas Day, there are going to be probably four NBA games and two NFL games, which, I don't know, that does not look great for the NBA in their ratings, but we'll see.
And the Nuggets aren't playing?
Yeah, the Nuggets are not playing.
Rude.
Who's the big Christmas team?
Lakers.
It's like every
Christmas Lakers and Clippers.
Like NFL is like what, the Lions? No, that's Thanksgiving.
Right? Thanksgiving is the Lions, yeah.
Christmas is, or no, there's not traditionally a game on Christmas.
It's only if it ends on the weekends. Adam, fucking riff.
So, how about those Lakers, Danny?
So we got Nets, Golden State. We got the fucking Mavericks and Clippers, dude.
I wanted to talk about the Lakers.
Clippers always play on Christmas. They're one of the Christmas teams.
Are you satisfied yet?
Yeah, I'm not.
What
like,
more do you want?
I fucked up this whole thing because that was last year's schedule. You are right. We did play. We played the late game on Christmas Day.
So wait, hold up. The whole thing here is that Josh had this whole thing planned. Yep. It turns out, with just a little bit of investigation,
Josh had nothing planned.
He had nothing.
Yeah, he was like, well, we'll just talk about that for 20 minutes. It'll be perfect. But then here we are, just waiting for you to get your petty little shit together. With your nose in your fucking phone.
Oh, tell us some jokes. No, we got a riff now. You gotta tell us some jokes.
Yeah, tell us a few jokes.
Make us laugh.
You guys,
oh, did you hear that? What do you mean?
There was a lot of terror.
That was a quiver there.
Yep.
We heard that.
A deep quiver.
Do you guys hear about the fat ass who went to KFC?
No.
The guy at the counter said, hey, Danny, what you up to? The usual way?
That's really funny. I don't see what's fat about that.
Ooh, oh. That's some fat muscle.
It was hard to see it through the fat.
But there's a little line there. There's a little line.
I got on board.
It.
I got on board. I had to. He didn't give me much option. So we played last year. This year it's going to be?
It's going to be the Hawks at Knicks, which is great. I mean, it's a playoff matchup.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Okay. Christmas Day. So we got the Celtics at Bucks. So, I mean, just going back real quick, we got Trae Young ready to snatch the soul out of NYC on Christmas Day again.
Give me your soul.
Steal all the Christmas cheer. I love it.
Yep.
He loves playing the villains. We got Celtics at Bucks. Pencil the Bucks in for a win. We got Golden State at the Suns. We got Nets at Lakers. Lakers, what we said.
Is Tomlinson playing? Is he back?
What person?
Clay Thompson.
Undecided at this point.
Okay. If he's back, I take the Warriors.
Yep. Nets at Lakers.
Yep.
And then Mavericks at Jazz. Boo.
Okay, so Jazz. Take that one.
I'm going to root for the Mavericks because I hate the Jazz.
All right, then. So we just have up until Christmas scheduled is what it looks like.
Yep. Here.
Our only game on the schedule so far against the Suns on October 20th.
No, we play.
We play the Suns.
Yes. No, we play.
We play the Suns on October 20th at 9 p.m.
Yes, we do. You're right.
Fucking.
When you're looking at it, you should look at the one in the middle.
Like just the accurate
one. It's so confusing.
Yeah, words. Just the one that's correct. Yeah.
It's so confusing.
Well, I'm imagining he's seeing
his mouth.
Well, I think he's seeing like blurred everything.
Sure. So like, yeah. There's like three versions of it.
Yeah. It's
up
like
and down the screen.
I just need to focus.
Yeah.
Shoot for the middle one. Am I right?
Shoot for the middle one. Other notable games not on Christmas. Josh, I'll handle this. Now, I will say that the NBA games this season jump from October 22nd. To December 25th, so we're not getting a full schedule here.
No, we're just getting like little snippets,
bits and pieces. So the start of the season, running through 19th and the 22nd of October, we get a Nets Bucks game right off the bat, Warriors Lakers right off the bat, Celtics Knicks versus, and then Nuggets Suns same day.
I love it.
6:30, 9 o'clock. That's going to be a fun one to watch.
It is.
The back to back. Titillating indeed. 21st, Mavericks, Hawks. Who really gives a shit about you guys?
Yeah, all right.
Just bottom of the
round. We're just reading the schedule at this point. Either way, we're excited.
I'm looking forward to the first 3 days of NBA.
Yeah.
You know what? Josh, fucking shoot me. Just shoot me then.
I know where I'll be.
Pew, pew. What do we come here for?
I came here to hear about how Danny's first few days of wrestling camp was.
He just segued right on out of there.
He did. At a certain point, we have to stop acknowledging it when it's done correctly.
When it's done, what I mean? What do you mean?
A segue. Like, when it's a segue, we want to be accepting that segue and carrying through it.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, sorry. You just saw, like, I just became the bad guy.
No.
You're supposed to carry on and talk about how you... I believe the story is Vince McMahon knocked on your door and was like...
You have Nacho Libre genes, correct?
You've got potential, son.
He said,
I want you to be wearing this.
I want to get you in the ring, brother. Yeah, so what was the question?
The question was, how's wrestling camp going, Danny?
My question was, how are your leotards?
Let's give a little backstory. So, Danny...
it's going really well.
Danny's becoming a wrestler. Is that correct?
I am becoming a professional wrestler. Yeah. It's always been a dream of mine. Yeah, professional. Right.
So the main source of your income is coming from wrestling?
Not now, no. But eventually, maybe. You never
know. It's a long process.
I'm hoping this podcast will help me out in the long run. Yes,
it's one of those things where
I'll have a built-in fan base.
100%.
To come cheer me on.
You have to will it into existence.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not about the money, clearly. But it's about the art and the passion. I've always wanted to be a pro wrestler, and I always used to say, maybe in the next go-around. You know, because I'm getting older, and I was like, maybe next time. You know, but there might not be a next time. So here I am, and I'm going for it, yeah. And then I've done 3 days of my training.
And how are you feeling?
I am the sorest I've ever been in my entire life. I think about dying most moments of the day, currently. Okay. I wake up, and the first sound I make is like, and I do this weird, like Frankenstein walk, because that's as much as my body will allow me to do until an hour or two out later, and pain pills later, and I feel better.
Do you stretch?
Yes, I do.
You do a lot of stretching?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of pain pills?
I'm not a pro yet, so it's just ibuprofen.
Okay. Yeah, not a pro yet.
No, Tylenol. Just the week. No. Yeah. I'm waiting. I think when you earn your first match, maybe that's when you get your first script.
It's the first time on either USA, TNT, or A&E.
Yeah.
That's when you first.
That's when you get when they're doing like a bio on you or something.
What's the ruling on like where does Spike fit into that?
Spike, what do you mean?
The old, like, men's TV station.
Oh.
Like Spike. Back in the days, did those guys get Hydro?
Yeah, because that was, like, past... Like, yeah, because they already did their USA and TNT.
Oh, yeah. Run, dude, they got
the Spike.
They got direct injections, buddy.
Cool.
But, they got the hype of it. So, Monday was my first day of conditioning, which we ended up doing... And granted, I've never done even close to this. We did sets of 25.
Yes.
You want the picture? Is that what you're trying to signal to me?
Yeah, that or like on you. You're talking and we're just listening. It might be more interesting to look at you.
That could be, but
lots of notes.
So first day was conditioning. 25 push-ups, 25 jumping jacks, 25 sit-ups, 25 squats.
Oof.
And we did that for 2 hours, so we got up to 300.
What? Wow.
300. And
I could do that in an hour, but cool.
You probably couldn't.
I bet I could.
There was dudes that was like that I thought would have been like... Like, I saw some knee push-ups. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
But I didn't do any knee push-ups. And I rocked that shit out.
Swear? We did.
Swear. I puked 4 times on day one.
Oh, shit.
Night two, we did rolls. So I learned how to do proper rolls. We did all these different rolling exercises.
And then last what about like, crescent rolls and stuff like that?
Yeah, all kinds of rolls. Crescent rolls, the little Hawaiian ones. Those are pretty good. Last night, though, night three, we did...
Barrel.
We ran the ropes.
Oh!
So I'm hitting the ropes. Yep. They use... There's a lot of noise there. That's great. So we ran the ropes, and they use steel cables. So here is an example of how my body is doing
shit.
Right now.
So they just beat you with ropes?
Basically.
Roped all over you, bro.
I basically beat myself with ropes. And, of course, I wanted to be the guy to prove myself, so I was like, no, man, let me do it one more time. And I did it one more time, and I was like, you know what? Everyone's getting a water break. Let me get in there and just start running the ropes.
Yes.
Show them who the fucking boss is.
Yes.
Big mistake. I cried myself to sleep last night.
Yeah?
Yes. But did you exert your alpha dominance?
Yes.
On the rest of the group?
Yes. I think so, yeah. That's good. I proved myself.
And what is your wrestler name?
I don't know yet. I'm working on. I'm building my character.
You're building your character.
I'm building my character. I'm leaning towards since I am the Mexican Mustang. Yes. That's what I used to call myself as a kid. I'm leaning towards
that's
that.
That's a name.
That's a possibility. Or Caballo Sabaje, which stands for wild horse.
Okay.
How about and Dos Sexies?
Ghost Sexies?
No, dos. Like Dos Equis, but Dos Sexies.
Dos Sexies.
I like the Mexican Mustang.
I like that
if I'm being honest, the other one, what was the other one?
Caballo Sabaje.
I couldn't remember it, and that should be a note in itself.
Well, here's the thing.
Could you remember that?
I had it memorized.
I'm really, one, I would like to be able to figure out a way to be able to get booked twice or have two different things, so I'm thinking about getting into the Lucha game a little bit.
Yes.
So my Caballo Sabaje, he's Lucha. He's going to have a mask, and I want to have two stallions or two Mustang shape, you know what I mean, coming off the sides like Rey Mysterio used to have. So I could do that.
Yeah.
And then also I could be just whatever without the mask.
You know? Have you ever thought about...
Or I could have like a lose your mask match someday.
Have you ever thought about like a bird being your inspiration?
A bird?
Yeah.
Like an ostrich or something?
Like a bird of prey?
Like a bird of prey?
Yeah. No, I like
it. So what do you think? What do you guys think about my adventures?
I am excited by it. I am worried about your stomach.
Yeah, what do you mean?
The ibuprofen. I hope you're taking that with, like, food.
No, actually, I can't eat at all because I throw it up. So I've been on a strictly liquid diet as of late.
But, like, you need it, like, with you need to take ibuprofen with milk or with something else that will give you a stomach ulcer.
Oh, okay. I will note that.
Just, like...
This is getting real serious.
Yeah.
I'm just letting him know, man.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when I get the hydro? So that's not going to hurt me, right?
No, those will be fine, man.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll be good.
You just got to worry about, like, driving and, like, normal family and just, like, everything.
Well, no, it's up the caffeine dosage.
There you go.
Smart. Maybe take a shot, take the edge off.
Smart.
You, if you've got some downers...
Maybe smoke a little something that mellow me out a little bit.
Got to match it with uppers.
Maybe go drive 40 miles to the nearest, you know, gas station.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
I'm excited to see you blossom as a professional wrestler.
I think I got all the elements there. I think I have the charisma. I think I have the creativity.
You have the absolute bulk jackedness.
I'm proving that I have the physicality.
Yep.
I'm surprising myself every day, and I think
I think you should stand up and put that belt on right now.
It won't fit around my waist. So. And I think you knew that going in.
Debatable.
Bam.
Debatable. All right, I think we should hit a quick break and get to the people afterwards. Adam, say fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. All right, so...
And we're back.
Danny, what are your feelings on Afghanistan?
Yeah, what do you think about what's happening here?
I don't buy this Taliban's changing their ways angle that they're trying to portray to people. I think that is ridiculous.
Who's trying to portray that?
Put the camera on yourself. See, Danny, you're telling me you don't trust the Taliban?
No, I don't trust the Taliban. These colors don't run.
What a bold statement, folks.
These colors do not run.
Really kind of cut against the grain. Danny Brugman.
Oh, so what? We're pro-Taliban now?
No, definitely not.
I'm surprised that you...
You thought I was going to be a Taliban.
You took such a controversial stance on the topic.
Why is it a controversial stance, though?
I said we understand what the underlying tones of that statement.
Oh, so like anti-Taliban equals Republican equals Trump supporters.
What? No. What?
You took that like four steps towards I don't know where, but you really went pretty hard.
When did we stop wanting to put a boot in their ass? I'm confused.
It is the American way. Damn. Well, he's got a good point.
Yeah.
I think that was Toby Keith who said that, though, who's like...
Definitely a Trump supporter.
Number one.
I'm the Trump.
Trump-looking.
Yeah.
What'd he say? He said that?
Well, I like this. I'm not like Stone Cold. I want to stomp a mud hole in their ass.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then drink a beer after. Damn it. That's still fucking...
That is pretty free.
So Kevin Fournier, about as far away as you can get away from this, a French NBA player.
Yeah.
Has come at...
Okay.
Is that a good transition?
No, but continue, because now you've said the tainted word. French? Of which we shall never speak again.
France, right? French?
No.
Oh.
Transition.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I just want to... I think Fournier is probably, like, the premier French player. I think he's, like...
We he made of, me fucking say it.
When you think of, like, an NBA player from France, you think of Kevin Fournier above everyone else. Like, there's no other French player that really comes to mind, in my opinion.
No other relevant French players to speak of whatsoever.
Yeah, I can't.
The one and only...
Kevin Fournier. So
relevant French player in the league.
He came at, yes, he came at Kevin Durant about his hair online, and I don't know. It's just like.
We really need to powder Josh.
It seems.
He's got to be the greasiest guy that I've ever seen in my life.
Am I that shiny? Guy.
You were like.
Go back to him. Show the people. Like a
crystal ball.
Show the people what he looks like.
I'm just a shiny mess.
You don't have a nose.
So Kevin Fournier is going after.
So Kevin Fournier is going after Kevin Durant's hair online, and I mean, if you just look at the picture provided for you,
of all people, to say something,
it kind of seems like Subway just came at McDonald's and was just like, "Hey, you know the fish in your fish sandwiches? They're not real. It's not real. It's just like." Look at the log in your own eye before you go after the speck in your brother's. You know what I'm saying?
It's like if Alex Caruso.
It's kind of biblical.
It's like Alex Caruso trying to tell, I don't know, Kevin Durant that his hair is receding.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly like that. It's like if LeBron James tried to tell Kevin Durant that his hair looked like shit.
Yeah.
Really what LeBron James would be telling Kevin Durant is like, hey man, there's this powder stuff and you can just put it on your head before the game.
Yeah.
And until it starts sweating off, it'll look like hair.
Yeah.
You need a little more sod on the fairway there.
That's what he does, man. He puts like some black powder in his hair.
And it's insane that like
Kevin Durant does that?
No, LeBron James
does. Oh, LeBron James.
Yeah.
He always starts every game with like 30% more hair than he ends it with.
Yeah. And it is absolutely insane that a man of his wealth and stature hasn't been able to get good hair plugs.
You would think it would be on the top of his list.
You'd think he'd be able to get it done.
It would be at the top of the remaining list. Like, the only thing I could understand is if it was the next thing up.
Yeah.
You know, he's just been busy. He's had shoulder surgery. Things have come up.
Yeah, he had a movie. But you think he would schedule before the movie, I guess, the modern day, like, graphics and everything can help the hair, so I guess you didn't need
it. And the powder. The powder helps the hair.
100%. That's probably a pretty embarrassing like request to make. Like, you're a writer as like an actor, like, hey, I'm gonna need hourly hair touch ups.
Yeah. Yeah. Just somebody needs to paint my hair on.
I'm sure his agent, Paul, like handled that all for him. He was like, made sure that was written in the contract. He was like,
very discreetly.
Yeah, like every 30 minutes LeBron needs to go to his trailer for no reason. You know,
because he's LeBron.
It's not because of his hair.
Because he expects regular breaks.
Why does he need the breaks? Reasons.
Yeah, exactly. I mean LeBron. I'm as much of his hair matters. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's just preseason. It's fun to talk about.
He didn't go to college, so it's like, can we trust him? I don't know.
With what?
I don't know. I was trying to segue there.
God fucking damn it.
Sometimes they work and sometimes they just don't work.
Adam, you want to hit this one?
The other word. What is college anyway?
What is school? What is school? That is the question.
Yeah, what is school?
So
isn't it what is school? What is school anyway?
No, so that was
isn't that what LaMelo said?
That is a misquote. I didn't like the article. The articles I saw running this, which was that LaMelo Ball said, what is school anyways? But it's just, what is school?
Like, what is it? He's a question.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a question for someone who hasn't gone. So
exactly. That is a valid question.
He had never heard of this concept, like school. First off, is it a noun? Is that a verb?
How do I use that in a sentence, please? Language of origin?
Yeah.
Yeah, language of origin.
And then he smiles like this afterward, though.
Oh, for sure. Because he doesn't need it. That's the point of the message of the statement. Like, that a guy like that
100%.
He's been brought up to be a basketball prodigy.
Exactly. Like, ask.
Do you think his dad was just like, you don't need school?
Yes.
No, you don't need school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to wear this shirt.
That's exactly what happened.
100% that's what happened. And did it work at Danny?
I think it worked.
Yeah, it 100% worked. He's in the
three
NBA.
Three of three in the NBA. It's a proven system.
But I think this is one of the things, like, ask Zion Williamson, what is school? And he'll be like, it's a means to an end.
It's also a means to a paycheck if you go to Duke.
I mean, yeah. Did Zion possibly get paid more than LaMelo?
Yeah.
Oh, during his collegiate career?
Yeah.
Or his pre-NBA career?
Yeah.
Where did LaMelo play? Like, Lithuania?
Yeah.
So, really, I mean,
where's Lithuania?
Yeah.
It's like northwestern Europe. Or northeastern Europe.
Oh, it's like college or something.
Definitely eastern Europe. No, no, no.
Okay. No, I've heard of Lithuania. Yeah. Lithuania, the country. Okay.
Yeah, it's a country.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just do a little thought experiment. Who has more money to give? Lithuanian, like, millionaires and whatnot, when soccer is a thing there? And, like, basketball is an afterthought?
Total afterthought. Not matter.
Or maybe Duke.
Yeah.
Where all that matters is winning.
Well, no. With basketball. They go and they get an education. They go to school.
What is school?
Exactly. They go to school for a year. If you're good at basketball, you hope to not be in college for more than
but
1 year.
They're taking classes. They're doing stuff.
Yeah. But also, if you look at the history of all the scandals in the NCAA and the academic scandals, like 90% of them are just like college basketball athletes just like skating through. And it's just like, these programs didn't actually exist. Why did all these players get A's in it? Nobody actually taught them.
What is there's a language. I saw this on John Oliver. There's like a language that they're all learning. No, it's a class they take.
There was like a Latin class at like UNN.
It's something, and they asked them, like, okay, and how much do you speak now? Like, oh, none.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't a real class.
No, it wasn't. And that's kind of the point. It's like, why would they worry about this when it's like...
Buckets! We need buckets.
When that's what makes them their money. When, like, that's their hope and dream. Also, let's not forget the college is making millions of dollars off of them.
Should we start doing this more in high school then? Like... Start the concept of, like, what is school in high school for the athletes? Like, get them used to this. Like, school, what is it? Like, the counselor's like, why are you here? I know you're here, but, like, what is this? Do you think that would be beneficial? To let them know school's not important now, like, earlier?
Adam, what do you think?
I think it's too early to tell. Like, you can be a good high school athlete, and if you're good enough to get into the league, you're, like, the best one in your state.
You're playing AAU anyways. You're not really playing, like...
Yeah, you're one of the best ones in your division. You're one of, like, the top three in your division if you live in a big state.
I think high school teachers should just be worried about, like, actually teaching and this, like, you know...
Not, like, disillusioning kids who probably have no chance at the NBA to the concept of higher education.
Let's give more kids like a shop class and like a mechanic class. How about that?
That's a good middle ground, I feel like.
I like it. Something
what
trade
is school
related.
As in, like,
that's what they should do. Every athlete should
learn
like,
how to be a plumber.
You can play sports, but you do have to also learn a trade. Because we don't want you to be a bum when
you
this
to,
doesn't
you
work
You have
out.
To have a fallback plan. Exactly.
I like that a lot.
And honestly, trades are the way to go these days anyways. Fuck college.
Yeah. What is school?
Yeah. Well, what? I mean, Boston Dynamics has some shit to say about school. How about that?
Do they say that robots don't need school?
They say robots will probably dominate the Earth here in a few years.
They'll school the Earth?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Okay, so there was a recent video circulating the internet about the Boston Dynamics robots just destroying the parkour.
They can go anywhere and do anything.
Parkour!
And they also have guns in their
robotic
hands.
Parkour.
So I think, like, is
they have
Star
guns
Wars,
and turrets.
Is Star Wars a thing now?
It makes you wonder.
It does look like the Clone Wars.
They're drones, dude. They're absolutely drones.
Yeah.
They are straight out of iRobot.
It makes you worry about when... Okay, so... AI is such a worry, right? Okay, maybe it's not a worry to you. Maybe it's not a worry to me. Maybe it's just worry to, like, those radicals online. Also, Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking before he died, and Bill Gates.
They're scared of this.
They're scared of AI. And now we're giving robots, like, the ability... Like, we're helping them, like, train and run.
This is a cool still image, but is there something visual we can
see? Yeah, go to the video. I don't know. I'm just pretty concerned about...
Oh, that one didn't succeed. Okay. I think we're okay for a little while. I think we're okay. They just ran into each other.
No, that back one did a fucking backflip, dude.
Yeah.
Like, some of these things are starting to figure it out.
Hold on. Is he wearing a cowboy hat? No.
The problem is, these things are dumb as fuck. Look at this one. The one in the background's fucking intimidating as fuck.
Yeah.
That's going to be the one that rules the world.
There's one scary droid existing on Earth right now, and I think Josh is worried that he's just going to help the other droids get their shit together enough to take us over. Which at this point, it's not going to take much. Like, there's enough infighting among the human race right now. That's what those droids could just roll up and be like, give us something, and we'll give it to them.
What if you take it back if you know you go to the future guy, you tell this kid like from like the 1930s, like in the future there are droids, robots doing parkour. Here, I got a video. Let me show you what the future is.
Dumb. Just a face plant.
This is my favorite one right here.
The dude in the back scares me the fuck. He's gonna run shit. Yeah. We need to isolate that one and keep him away from the other droids. That's what we need to do.
We need to like teach him that like he's a human.
I was like so worried when you told me about this, and now I feel like this. I need more droids doing this kind of stuff.
It's just slapstick comedy. I'm excited
for the future.
Yeah, I'm signed up for this. Like, I want to go to the first viewing. I can't wait for like the tech conference that it tries to unveil these next, that, yeah, they just can't even fucking, like, walk in a straight line.
Yeah, all the aliens that have been showing up are just like, all right, we can leave for a little while. They're a ways away from...
We have a few more light years to worry about this. Exactly. That's great. Yeah, fuck the droids, dude. I ain't scared.
I'm not scared.
My kids.
I could just... All you have to do is trip one and, like... The
kids of our kids need to worry about it.
But the Earth will be ruined by that anyway.
It's true.
My one worry is that these are, like, bulletproof, so it's, like, they trip, you shoot them, but they also still can, like, shoot you back as robots.
Oh, if we give them guns, it's over.
Okay.
They don't need to walk anywhere.
Yeah.
It's true. They're just
under. With guns, they're just, like, tripping and just shooting into, like, grocery stores, just, like, wiping
people out. That's how droids did it, though. Like, they would kill each other half the time.
Yeah, I also love how that's, like, the fear, like, of AI is, like, them getting, like... droid life. It's just like, no, if AI is a thing, that entity will just like hack a nuclear reactor and just like keep us all hostage.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't have
the threat of actual physical war is if somebody like one of our enemies like hacks them and takes over our drone fleet.
Like, I have like, the droids trouble. Taking over, but like it's not, we're not scared because they're gonna kill us. They are gonna kill us because we're just worried because they're really stupid. And they've just taken over everything.
They're just
like,
a liability.
It's only a matter of time until they fuck up the whole grid.
Yeah. They're like barbarians, is what it is.
Like there's two droids just like tripping and falling all of each other into a nuclear power plant.
They're the Vikings. Just, oh my God,
we gotta get them out of there.
There are future Vikings.
I love it.
I do love good it. Shit.
Yeah, I'm not scared. We got time.
So what do you got next?
I don't know, dude. You've been running this show. Why are you coming to me like that?
Danny?
I would like to talk about... I don't care.
It's up to you. What do you have?
I got Brad. Let's do Brad Stevens. Ooh. Educate me.
The Alchemist, Brad Stevens.
What a cool name, though. What does he do?
Have we come up with a nickname for him?
Alchemist.
Yeah, that is... Yeah. He's mixing and matching things. No, he was talking about how, like, he, like, respects players and stuff. Like, he evaluates players on how much he feared them as a coach, which I get, you know?
Yeah.
lots of times, like, I evaluate the, like, the healthiness of food and, like, how much I feared it as a kid. You know, like, spinach, that's probably pretty healthy. I feared the shit out of that, so.
Shrimp.
No.
That's super good for you.
No, it's not. It's a bottom feeder. It's not kosher. It's
We're shrimp. Bottom feeders, so it is
kosher. I'm not. You are a bottom feeder because you eat shrimp.
You eat ass. Right,
do well, you or do you not eat ass?
We're not going down this road again.
Just be honest. And then we don't have to ever go down this road again. But your lack of honesty and your insistence upon checking your cell phone every time you're asked.
That's his deflection.
Well, it is. Absolutely.
Danny,
it is.
Do you or do you not eat ass?
I discussed this. I eat ass. Adam eats ass.
I eat ass. Do you eat ass?
That's what we want. We're asking.
No, not really. Wow, you guys eat ass? Puss.
Of course we eat ass. What We're gobbling
liar.
It.
What a lie.
You guys are gobbling ass?
Yeah.
Adam, you're just gobbling the ass?
Dude, you're turning a ghost to a goblin.
Oh. I'm an alien, though. So.
So you don't eat ass.
What were we even
Why don't you just be a man and just say, I eat ass. Lots of it. I gobble it up.
There we go. We got that clipped.
Yeah. Yeah. But you need you to just tell the truth.
I play to what plays, you know?
He eats ass.
He eats a lot of it.
So gross.
It's okay.
Gobble, gobble.
Six, son of a weirdo. Yeah, what were we even talking about?
So does
about?
Brad Stevens eat ass? Is that the point of this?
Yeah, Brad Stevens eat ass because he fears it. So he respects it, and that's what he determines. He determines...
I respect women so much, I stay away from them. I love that. I like Michael Scott.
Exactly. No, Brad Stevens was talking about like how he evaluates players and how much he feared them. So, I mean, I get that. And so, based on that, who would be like one of your top evaluated players, Adam? Because I have an answer right here.
Who I fear the most?
I fear the fuck out of Damian Lillard. Like, that's not... Like, after this... Do you remember the playoff run, dude? When he had, like, 50 fucking points. They lost. And so I respect it. I was like, dude, if we had Damian...
I fear Damian the most.
I do. Yeah. 100%.
Because on his own, he does more than anyone else in the
yes.
league. With
yes.
With less help around him and talent on his side. Like, it's night and day.
When we should win, I'm still, like, on the edge of my seat being like, are we gonna, like...
Up by six with 30 seconds left.
Yeah, like...
Not a lead.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Dame hits a three, Dame hits another. All right, so we're tied. We're tied now.
Yep.
We're fucking tied now.
He's pushed so many games into overtime. I feel like, him by himself, he has to have one of the highest percentages of games that he's pushed into overtime on his own.
We're playing... If we're playing Dame in a close game, I get, like, PTSD.
I feel like this last year, Donovan Mitchell pushed himself into that category.
He's starting to.
Who else? Obviously, Trae Young.
Yeah.
Kind of showed out during the playoffs.
The Knicks would agree with that. Like, if the Knicks could switch any of their players for Trae Young, they would.
Of course.
And, like, I would give a lot for Damian Lillard. Like, I'm just, like, thinking of him and Jokic.
Out of those three, the most I would give would be for Dame. Maybe I would give as much or more for Doncic.
Yeah.
I'd fear Birdman, the guy that used to play for the Heat. Could you imagine sharing a room with
him? He also used to play for the fucking Nuggets, bro. But
he, like, wakes up in the middle of the night and you just see him over there, like, sitting on top of a pile of eggs, just, like, cawing at you. Yeah. Like, oh, God, that'd be terrifying.
You do realize he played for the Nuggets first.
No, I didn't realize that. Why would I even, like, ever know that? I barely even know who the Heat are. They just know. I don't watch basketball.
You like the mohawk, though, of him?
It's scary.
You like all the tattoos?
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
I think it's weird when tattoos, you go all the way up and they just stop.
Like, I always...
That's weird. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's, like, weird.
I always thought the Birdman, like, needed, like, a monster dunk at some point and just should run over and just start picking at some feed.
I think it'd be cool if the fans, like, throw, like, feed onto the court.
Yeah. Gummy worms.
Yeah, and he, like... Picks him up.
Exactly.
He just pecks his, like, his defender in the chest after every time he scores.
And then he, like, regurgitates the gummy worms into the players, his teammates, like, mouths.
Such a good celebration.
Yeah.
It's called baby bird.
Like, the bench players, the ones that are definitely
right.
You have to feed the baby bird. He's got to feed the bird.
And then one of them comes in and has a dope game. It's just like, he got fed by the bird. Missed opportunities. These are missed opportunities back in the day.
He's gone now, right?
Yeah, he's not playing.
Yeah, he's like
he's alive. Okay. He's alive.
He works to my knowledge. 9 to 5 now, actually.
Yeah, he's actually a prime manager of a Napa. So
Napa Auto Parts.
Yep. He worked his way all the way up.
They're the ones with the cool like car. They got like the helmets on the cars. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. He actually started at an AutoZone in Denver.
Yeah.
And he leveraged that position into a management position at Napa.
Over the course of 10, in just 10 years, he did this.
Just 10 years' time, he leveraged that into a job at Napa.
That's two promotions.
Yep.
Within 10 years.
Which at that job, he got another promotion to be the general manager of that location.
Mm-hmm. I imagine like his teammates, like, man, when I'm out of here, bro, I'm gonna retire $50 million in the bank. I'm gonna like retire on a beach and an island. Hey, Birdman, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna open me a Napa Auto Parts.
Oh no. He didn't open a Napa Auto Parts. He just
took over one.
He's a general manager.
Oh, he doesn't even own it
at a Napa Auto Parts. Oh. Yeah, so he's probably making. Like, if we're talking California money or Colorado, like Denver money,
yeah,
he's making maybe $60,000 to $70,000 a year.
He just likes when they open up the bay doors. He gets, like, the proper amount of, like, wind and sunlight.
Yeah. 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 It's like working outside for him.
Yeah.
He did make a total of $43 million through his career. I just gotta...
So he's just working there for fun, right? Or did he spend it all?
He might have spent it all.
You might need money.
Bird feed can be pretty expensive, bro.
Must all be right. Constantly converting every apartment you own into like a nest.
Well, yeah, he's got to collect all the shrubbery.
Right, it stuff. Just happens over time. You know, part of nesting is doing it over an extended period.
Like you'll
of time.
You'll see him it's like go process. To the you'll see him go to the gym and like shoot some hoops, just like walk to the local gym, and then on the way back, he'll snag a couple, you know, stray branches and whatnot.
Well, his apartment's like 70% basketball hoop netting.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of nets as the base coat.
Torn up net.
Yeah, everywhere. Because he actually started nesting before he left the league. And he transferred that nest with him to his new abode, which is
I just think, like, Birdman, what about you after this? You got a little bird, or what is it?
Nest eggs.
Oh! Yeah. You got a little nest egg for after this? Like, yeah, I got me a little nest egg. And it's just like, this is like fucking egg of a nest that he's been like cultivating his whole
thing. No, I like
Coach think... Malone Sr.'s like, where the fuck do the nets keep going?
Yeah. I like to think of his nest egg is just like a giant like...
egg of nets?
No, just
it's a net egg. And he just keeps saying it fast so nobody knows.
Just a giant like piggy bank, but it's just an egg shaped and he just like puts his money in there. He's like, my nest egg.
And he has to keep it in the nest.
Yes,
at all
exactly.
Times.
Yeah.
You got a little nest
he
egg?
Just goes to sleep.
Yeah, I got a nest egg.
He just goes to sleep sitting on top of it.
I like it.
Yeah, check out the new Netflix documentary to hear more about
Chris Anderson and the Birdman.
The Birdman.
His bird-like tendencies. It's pretty great. It's a 10-part. It's coming out on A&E, I believe, 2 weeks, but I it will be released on Netflix shortly.
Yeah. All right, we're going to give everybody one more week to watch.
Yes.
But next week, we're going to talk about the Birdman's documentary, as well as The Malice at the Palace.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Malice at the Palace.
Which, Danny, did you watch that yet?
I've watched the trailer.
So that's why we're waiting another week.
Passing.
So that's why we're waiting another week. Because we knew you would not be learned of.
The trailer looked pretty sweet, though. Because they're like, I'm tired of talking about this.
I think we give
next time we talk about it, I want you to have watched it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. I don't have enough going on in my life, but I would if I sit and watch Malice at the Palace.
It's 1 hour and 20 minutes long.
And honestly, Danny, I will be happy if you get through half of it. So just... Book in 60 minutes.
You really only have to watch the first, like, 45, 50 minutes of it.
Yeah.
It gets pretty repetitive after that.
Okay.
All right. So catch us next week on the OnlyFans podcast, where we are devoid of nudes, but we have no lack of dudes talking NBA news.
We talk as much shit as we do basketball. He's Adam. He's Danny. I'm Joshua. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Like and subscribe. Join the tribe.
Like and fucking subscribe. I'm going to cut this fucking finger off.
It's not going to happen.
YouTube at OnlyFansCast. OnlyFans Podcast.
OnlyFans Podcast.
No, on YouTube, we're OnlyFans Podcast, right?
No, it's OnlyFans Cast.
On YouTube?
I'm pretty sure. But I'm not the one who said that.
Check the bottom bar for
links. If you're watching us on YouTube, you know where we are.
If you see nudes, you've gone too far in the scroll.
Instagram, OnlyFans Podcast. TikTok, OnlyFans Cast. We're shadow banned on TikTok.
It's all linked to the links on the
Don't
links.
Don't do that. They got me.
I know. All right. Yeah. Fuck China.
Stay home.
Hugo Bear, cry.